A new group takes shape looking for city council candidates with a very specific non-ideological point of view.
It's about not having the extremists, either on the left or on the right, dominate our local governments.
That's Responsible Cities PAC Chair Alan Sender. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, September 4th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Let's lead off with a group of civic leaders, which has formed a nonpartisan political action committee to recruit and support centrist candidates for the Bloomington and Normal City Councils. Responsible Cities PAC quietly formed last spring and has since gone public with a website and Facebook page. Its leadership includes Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, although it will recruit, finance, and otherwise support candidates only in nonpartisan races. Here's Responsible Cities founding chair, Alan Sender, a former journalist and retired executive at Chestnut Health Systems.
We're looking to encourage quality candidates who want to work collaboratively with people on the council, with the mayors, and with the city staff to maintain what we have and build on it.
Responsible Cities was sparked by the April 2019 municipal elections, when several new faces joined the Bloomington City Council and Normal Town Council. That included those further to the ideological left, such as Jen Carrillo and Jeff Crable on the Bloomington Council, and the ideological right, such as Stan Nord on Normal's Council. The PAC's leaders say it will be candidate-oriented, not issue-oriented. Here's Responsible Cities co-chair Sally Pancrazio of Bloomington, who's also a Democratic Party precinct committee person.
Our political strategy is to reason together in a way that ideology does not direct the narrative, where respect is given to individuals, where data are used for decision-making.
Pancrazio says Normal Mayor Chris Koos recently resigned from the PAC's leadership team after announcing plans to run for re-election. He's expected to face challenger Mark Tiratilli again in the spring. Tiratilli criticized the PAC in a recent Facebook video.
This is the establishment. They do not want to see me win this election. They are so scared after the last election, they have formed this committee to try and promote candidates that they think are the right fit for them.
Responsible Cities has yet to endorse candidates for the spring 2020 elections, when several council seats and both mayor's offices will come before voters. The PAC's treasurer, Michael Straza, recently announced plans to run for Bloomington City Council in Ward 5. Here are some other stories we're following the WGLT newsroom. ISU reported 68 new coronavirus cases among its students yesterday, bringing its total to nearly 1,200. The county's testing positivity rate climbed to 10.5%. The town of Normal is using some of its federal COVID relief for housing assistance. Funds will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis, but priority will be given to those who were low to middle income before the pandemic. And Illinois Wesleyan has reported a 9% increase in freshman enrollment for the fall term. Total enrollment was about 1,600, the same as last year. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. It's okay to not be okay. That's the message OSF healthcare psychotherapist Bernice Gordon-Young told Tim Shelley when speaking about the pressure to remain toxically positive during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Toxic positivity is basically a drive for a mental state in which we only experience and display positive emotions.
So what are some examples of that, or in terms of toxically positive statements I might say myself or that I might say to someone else who's going through a hard time?
Positive vibes only, good vibes only. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps. It'll be okay. It could be worse.
And what are some of the problems with statements like those for somebody who's going through hardship?
Well, when we make reductive statements, they basically invalidate the way a person feels and dismisses them and often makes things worse. And in doing so, you hold things in, you don't express yourself, there's this feeling of shame and embarrassment at times, jealousy that other people may be feeling better, although they're experiencing the same thing, particularly with COVID.
So when we talk about COVID, so there's a lot going on with COVID right now. There's a lot of people isolating, trying to stay at home as much as possible. So you've got increased feelings of loneliness or trying to deal with stress, even things like trying to find a better work-life balance, which can be kind of hard when you're working from home. So can you talk a little bit about how COVID factors in all this?
Numerous ways. People are experiencing this differently. Some are out of work. Some are, for the first time, having to homeschool their children, balance homeschool, work, and, you know, all these different things. And to have a space to say, it's okay that I'm not okay, say that to oneself, and then also receive support from others. Because the truth of the matter is, when we look at things like social media, for example, people don't generally put their flaws or negative experiences on Facebook. Often they're putting these happy thoughts. And when you're sitting at home, you know, trying to find something to do, that may be a space where you look for that, look for some inspiration, but forgetting that there is a process. And so people get to that through that process differently.
So what are some of the ways people get through that process in terms of in figuring out maybe a better equilibrium for themselves?
First, we have to acknowledge how we feel. And it's okay, again, if you feel sad or you feel angry or irritable, it's okay. But to move through that, we can't fix what we won't acknowledge. So acknowledging it, sit with it. And then try not to avoid the discomfort. In life, sometimes we're uncomfortable. And society has taught us that we're supposed to be happy all the time and strive for happiness. But sadness and irritability and all those things are a part of human nature. And so when we're sitting by ourselves, or even with other people, it's important that we not deny ourselves that human emotion, all of them, and also not, you know, force people or attempt to force others to suppress theirs, but listening and validating the feelings of others, understanding our own feelings.
Before we let you go, ISU student-athletes are hosting a rally tonight at 6, starting outside Redbird Arena, calling for changes to ISU Athletics Administration. That is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.